And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 20th of April, 2013. It was on this day, 1841, the story The Murders in the Rue Morgue by Edgar Allan Poe was published in Graham's Magazine, considered now the first detective story ever published. He created the first fictional detective, C. Auguste Dupin, and the story introduced many of the elements of mysteries still popular today: the genius detective, the not-so-smart sidekick, the plodding policeman, and the use of the red herring to lead the reader off the track. It's the birthday of one of the founders of psychiatry, Philippe Pinel, born in Saint-André, France, 1745. He was the chief physician at an insane asylum in Paris in 1792, and when he arrived there, conditions were horrible, patients chained to the walls. People could pay a fee to come in and look at the crazy people. Pinel put a stop to all of that, and also the treatments such as bleeding and purging. He argued that the insane were not possessed by demons, they were just under a lot of stress, and he started treating people by talking to them about their problems. It's the birthday of Sebastian Fawkes, born in Newbury, England, 1953. He came from a family of lawyers. They all hoped he'd become a diplomat. He wanted to be a taxi driver. Until he was 15, he read George Orwell, decided he wanted to be a novelist. His first book came out in 1984, A Trick of Light, did not really do all that well. The second novel came out 5 years later, The Girl at the Lion d'Or, set in a French village in the 1930s, and then wrote another novel set in France, Birdsong, about a British soldier in World War I. It was a huge hit. It sold 3 million copies, still ranks high on British readers' surveys of favorite books. It's the birthday of the Spanish painter Juan Miró, born in Barcelona, 1893. Considered a surrealist, though he himself rejected identification with any particular artistic movement. Juan Miró, who said, "The painting rises from the brush strokes as a poem rises from the words, the meaning comes later." He said, "For me, an object is something living. This cigarette or this box of matches contains a secret life much more intense than that of certain human beings." And it was on this day in 1939, Billie Holiday recorded the song Strange Fruit, describing the lynching of a black man in the South, the lyric by a schoolteacher from the Bronx named Abel Mirapol. "Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black body swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees." Here's a poem for today by Tom Chandler, Hard Music. "The hammers of the builders of the house across the street sometimes fall by accident inside the same beat, as if the rhythm of our separate work can melt without our knowing into something far sleeker than our laboring lives. And I wonder if the carpenters are happy in themselves when they realize how they improvise, how the nails bite the wood to such natural jazz, the house rising tall in grace because of hard music lifting up its chimneyed head and shoulders to the sky." Hard Music by Tom Chandler from Toy Firing Squad, published by Wind Publications, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.